Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Ah, another beautiful night sailing across the sky in a giant flying pirate ship.
Doesn't get much better than this.
You could say that again.
Yeah, I could. But I won't.
I love it up here in the sky. The stars, the gentle rocking of the wind. I don't miss anything about life on the ground in New York City. The city that never... Lee, wake up! Ah, sorry, I fell asleep. Anyway, I don't miss anything about my old life. I mean, well, except for my family.
Yeah, I definitely miss my apartment and my friends.
Oh, my apartment! Oh, I love my apartment and miss it. And all my friends. Oh, and my family.
I miss solid ground and my family and my friends.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even think about solid ground.
I also miss your friends and family.
Hey, but you know what I miss more, though? Pizza delivery!
Yes. I was just going to say that. I'm family.
Yeah, it's the perfect food.
Here. The cheese, the bread,
the sauce.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Hey, but at least we had the pizza I've been making to eat. I love making pizza. What? Do you not like my pizza? All your voices just got suspiciously high. Just tell me, do you like my pizza?
No,
honestly,
not at all.
Terrible.
I really hate your pizza.
What? Why?
Well, you put bad toppings on it.
What, you don't like coffee pizza?
No.
What about t-shirt pizza? You don't like that?
No.
Not even skateboard pizza?
No.
Lee, none of your pizzas are edible.
Huh. Well, I guess I have a lot to learn about what's edible and what's not.
Welcome to my life, buddy.
Wait, where'd my book go?
Peter! Oh,
sorry. I love a good book!
Erasers are invented.
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast,
where we take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
And we do it all on our pirate ship in the sky, surrounded by Lee's uneaten pizza that we sometimes use as a doorstop.
You know, I'm just happy you're using it at all. Anyway, time for our first story.
Yeah!
Listeners, today's episode is very special because it's devoted entirely to the one thing that everybody loves. Pizza! So sit back with a warm slice. Here's our first kid author.
Hi, my name is Gwen. I'm 8 years old. I live in Maryland. And this is my story, Helen's Pizzeria.
Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Helen, time to blow out your 25 candles.
That's right, 25 candles, because today I'm 25 years old. But hey now, what is this strange thing that my candles are on?
Ha ha, Helen, you're so funny. Your candles are clearly on a pizza.
Yeah, but a piece of what, though? What is this cheesy circle thing that they're all on?
Helen, it's a pizza.
Okay, yes, but a piece of what?
Pizza. It's a pizza.
Yes, I know, but a piece of what?
A piece of pizza. It's a pizza.
Yes, I get that it's a piece of something, but what is it a piece of?
A piece of pizza. It's a pizza. This thing is called a pizza.
A piece of pizza? What, though? What is this thing a piece of?
Helen! This thing is called a pizza. A pizza is a flat, round Italian dish with tomato sauce and cheese.
Oh, a pizza. Yeah, I've never had that.
What? Helen, you're 25 years old. It's time to give pizza a try.
Okay, fine. I'll give this pizza a taste. Oh my. Oh, dear.
Well, Helen, do you like it?
Like it? No, I do not like it. I absolutely love it!
Wow, Helen, if you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
You know what? I think I will. I love this so much, I'm going to open my own pizza. Pizza, what is this place called?
A pizzeria.
My own pizzeria. Wait, what's a Ria?
Ugh, Helen, honestly, I can't with you.
Then don't. I'm gonna go talk to the wise man to figure out how I can open up my very own pizzeria. To the wise man!
Who comes seeking the advice of the great and powerful wise man?
Hello, oh great and powerful wise man. It is me, Helen.
Oh, hi, honey. You know, you can just call me Dad.
Yeah, Dad, I know.
Because I am your dad.
Yes, Dad, I know you're my dad. I need some advice.
Oh, wow, okay, big day asking for my advice. Well, hey, in that case,
what is it you wish to know?
Oh, wise man, I come seeking knowledge.
Now, I'm sorry, are you making fun of me?
What?
Like, are you being sarcastic? I mean, you never call me or ask for my advice, and then you show up out of the blue and you're like, oh, great.
No, I am not being sarcastic. There really is something I need to know.
All right. I mean, maybe I'm just being sensitive. What do you want to know?
Oh, great and powerful wise man, I wish to know how to make a pizzeria.
Oh, you just want to know how to make a pizzeria? Well, why didn't you just say so? Well, in that case, I don't know.
What?
Ask your mom.
Seriously? Some help you are. Where's mom right now?
She's in her mom cave.
For what?
Her mom cave. You know, the place where she goes to have some alone time or do crafts.
Okay. Wow. He wasn't kidding about the cave thing. This is a real cave. Sure is dark in here. Hello? Mom?
Hello?
Aw, oh, man. I guess my mom is in here, just my echo.
No, I'm here. I just like pretending to be an echo.
Mom, there you are. Hey, Mom, why is it so dark in this cave?
Oh, my friend and I are playing Guess What That Was. It's a game where you wander around in the dark, bumping into things and guessing what they are. I think I just bumped into a duck. Now you try.
Okay. Yowt! I just bumped into something scaly with big pointy teeth and a fire-hot mouth. Yikes, did I just bump into a dragon?
Roar! Oh, hi.
You did! Helen, this is my dragon friend.
Dragon friend? Dragon, what are you doing here?
Honestly, I'm just here for the cookies.
Oh, the cookies. Great.
Helen, why are you so upset?
Well, I guess I was just hoping the dragon was somehow also here to tell me how to make a pizzeria.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm just here for the cookies.
Dragon?
And I'm also here to tell you how to make a pizzeria.
Good dragon.
This is fantastic. Hey, dragon. Do you make a pizzeria?
Well,
There's lots of steps, and it takes time, but Ellen, just you wait. If you follow my advice, your pizzeria will be great. First, you want to refine your idea and come up with a business plan.
My plan will be to serve great food at reasonable prices, too.
Now you're on your way to a pizzeria.
Well, that's a great first step. What's next?
Well, hold on to your hat. Purchase some insurance and then buy or rent the space. Picking a location which has lots of ample parking.
I'll pick a spot in the Newtown Square. There's free 2-hour parking there.
Now you're getting close to a pizzeria. Don't forget to register with the government and IRS for tax purposes.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay.
Now purchase your ingredients.
Tomatoes, cheese, toppings, dough.
Pick a catchy name.
Helen's Pizzeria.
And now you have.
Yes, now I have a pizzeria.
I forgot an oven. You need an oven to cook the pizza.
Oh, no. I don't have an oven, and I spent all the rest of my money on everything else.
I told you to come up with a business plan. That was like the second thing.
Dragon, isn't there something that you could do to help Helen?
Oh, come on. What am I going to do? Use my hot, hot fire breath to act as the oven for Helen's pizzeria saving the day?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, sure, I'll be your oven.
We just made a pizzeria. Now we just need customers. Hey, everyone! Helen's Pizzeria is open for business.
Pizza?
Great.
I've never heard of that pizzeria.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa!
We just served over 1 million people!
Yeah, and it's only been a dozen hours. Oh, I feel like I could do this for 3 more years.
Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Helen, time to blow out your 28 candles.
That's right, 28 candles because I'm 28 years old. Wait, what? I'm already 28 years old? Wow, time flies when you open a pizzeria.
It sure does.
Well, I love my pizzeria. And I love you too, Dragon.
Aw.
Ugh, if you love the dragon so much, Helen, why don't you marry it?
You know what? I will.
Wait, Helen, I...
Dragon, these past 3 pizza years with you have been the best 3 pizza years of my pizza life. Dragon... I want a pizza be with you for pizza ever. So what do you pizza say, Dragon? Will you pizza marry me?
Helen, I don't know what to say. I cannot imagine my life without you. Of course I'll marry you.
Greetings, everyone. We are gathered here today in this dark, dark cave that has actually been here next to the house the whole time. To wed our daughter, Helen, to this dragon in pizza matrimony. Dragon, do you take Helen to be your pizza-wedded wife?
I do.
And Helen, do you take Dragon to be your pizza husband?
I do.
I now I'm sorry. Was that sarcastic?
No, dear. It was clearly genuine.
So now are you being sarcastic? So tell me again, what is sarcasm? I feel like I'm getting so close to it, but...
Yeah, super close.
Oh, well, thanks.
Anyway, by the powers vested in trees, I now pronounce you Pizza Helen and Pizza Husband Dragon. Helen, you may kiss the pizza.
Yum. Wow. I am so, so happy. I don't think I could ever be any more happy.
Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Helen, it's time to blow out your 106 candles.
That's right, 106 candles, because I'm 106 years old? What? Where has the time gone?
You've just been having so much fun making pizza with me, your dragon husband, that I guess it flew by.
Well, it's flown by too fast. That's it. I'm never making another pizza again. I'm gonna stop.
Wait, Helen. Stop making pizza? Then what will you do?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll call myself a wise man and give people a bunch of non-advice.
That's sarcasm. That's sarcasm, right? I finally got what sarcasm is.
Your dad's a real piece of work.
A piece of what? The end.
Awesome story.
That was so good.
Pay attention to me. Oh, sorry. Okay, so I've been downloading some apps onto the shell phone. You know, our magical phone that can call anyone, anywhere, and everything.
Oh, yeah, I know, exposition.
Yes, and I discovered an app called Pizza, but you know, just spelled P-Z-A because, you know, it's an app.
Yeah, I think it's
so cute. And it says you can order pizza anywhere.
Wait. Anywhere, anywhere? Like, the sky anywhere?
It says anywhere.
Well, let's put an order in then.
That was fast.
Hello, pizza.
Yay!
What do we do now? More pizza?
Yeah!
Pizza.
Yeah!
Oh, it's all gone. What do we do now? Pizza!
Yay!
That was so good, but how about pizza?
Yay!
No!
What?
As the deliverer of this pizza, I say no more pizza! It's too much! No one needs this much pizza, okay? I quit!
Gasp. We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
It's too much! No one needs as much pizza! Okay? I quit!
Gasp. But why?
Do you have any idea what I have to go through to bring pizza to a giant pirate ship in the sky?
I guess I never really thought about it. Do you drive?
No, what? No, look, I can't totally get into it because it's hard to explain, but you know what a wormhole is?
No.
Is it a worm's house?
It's a passage through space-time that allows for shortcuts between dimensions.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like a worm's house.
If you need that, sure.
So you had to travel through time-space to get to our ship in the sky. What's the big deal?
Look, our app uses wormholes to travel all around the globe and interdimensionally to deliver the one perfect food that people all around the world and in several parallel dimensions agree is good and or fine if there's no other option or if everyone can't agree on something else. Wormholes are fast, effective, and they keep the pizza warm. Let's just say it's not pleasant traveling through a wormhole. In fact, it's the opposite of pleasant.
It's Tennessee Alp?
No.
That's pleasant backwards.
I said no. Let me put it this way. Traveling through a wormhole is like, how can I put this? It's like, it makes you go, No, stop it, it burns.
Okay, I still don't totally get it. What's the big deal?
Okay, maybe I should just show you. How about you all come deliver a few pizza pies with me? See what it's like.
Okay.
Great, so we just have to wait until an order comes through on my app. Perfect! We have to deliver a plain gluten-free pizza to Philadelphia. Are you all ready?
Yep!
Here we go!
No!
That was truly unpleasant!
Okay, that was not a worm's house at all!
I told you, it's bad. But we still have to deliver this pizza. Pizza!
Thank you.
Aw, that family's gonna all share that pizza. That's nice.
Another order, this time in Australia. Let's go! Pizza!
Right, thanks.
Hey, mates, the pizza's here! Oh, pizza!
Aw, all those friends are gonna share a pizza. Sweet.
No time to rest. Another order. Pizza!
Oh, that family of dogs is sharing a pizza. Good boys.
Okay, I think I've had enough wormholing for today. Bring us back to the ship, please.
You got it.
Wow, I think I'm done traveling by wormhole for a while.
Same.
Look, it's none of my beeswax, but I think maybe your whole pizza thing is not about the pizza. I think you all just love to hang out. And you miss hanging out with your friends back home in New York City, the pizza capital of the world. The big pizza, better than Italy even. You can hang out with each other without pizza.
Oh.
You need to chill out on the pizza orders, okay? It's too much for me, and honestly, for you, it's not healthy.
Yeah, you're right, it's probably not sodium in there.
But how about I bring some pizzas to your friends and family back home, on the house?
Yeah!
You got it. Bye now, my dudes.
Goodbye, friend.
Wow, what a day. Can't wait to relax and enjoy some dessert.
Ooh, I just found an app that delivers milkshakes anywhere.
Anywhere?
Well, fire up the app. And in the meantime, how about another story? Listeners, this story is about what happens when someone or some food dares challenge the reigning champion of flavor. Watch out, chicken, because here comes pizza. Everybody ready?
Yeah!
Hi, my name's Sierra. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Massachusetts. This is my story. It's called The Creation of Chicken Parm.
Hello, and welcome back to Flavor Sports Center, your ultimate destination for competitive, being the most delicious food. I'm your host, Literal Broccoli. We all know that the biggest flavor competition of the year is just around the corner. And here in the studio is the reigning champion and long-loved dish, chicken.
Thanks, broccoli. It's great to be here.
Chicken, how is it you've managed to remain everyone's favorite entree for so long?
Oh, what can I say? I taste delicious.
Chicken, looking at the rest of the field, are there any competitors that you think could give you a run for your drumsticks?
Who? Meatloaf? Hummus? Don't make me laugh.
Point taken. You know, when I first... Wait, what's this? I've just received word that a new dish that no one has ever heard of has come along and entered the flavor competition. We now go to our banana in the field. Banana. Banana.
Banana here. I'm here at Food Tasting Stadium with a new food that everyone is raving about. Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza, tell us what makes you so exciting.
Well, I think people are excited about all my flavors. I'm a great team player, too. Pretty much everything tastes good on a pizza. Maybe not bananas, though.
Good news for me. So, do you think that'll be enough to take the crown?
Well, I think the judges will see that pizza has universal appeal.
I can relate. I also have appeal. You get it? Appeal? Because I'm a banana?
Yeah. I got it.
Okay, great. Back to you, broccoli.
While a multi-flavored food. Chicken, tell us, do you feel jealous?
Jealous? Yes. I'm not jealous. I have to go.
Wow, things just got interesting. We'll be right back. After the break, we've got bobsledding for apples and later, water pollo. Don't touch that dial.
Chicken, what are you going to do? This pizza apparently has so many flavors. Oh, in my day, everyone was one flavor, and that was that. Chicken, listen to yourself. You sound like expired food. Oh, if I'm going to be a winner-winner chicken dinner, I gotta get out there and find a new flavor that'll blow the judges' spikes off their pineapple bodies. Well, let me just grab my chicken liver sleeping bag, my chicken leg shampoo, and in case it gets cold out, this oven. Here I go to find a new flavor. Okay, so far I gotta say this journey is going great. I feel like nothing can stand in my way. Ah! I almost walked right into this river. How am I going to get across?
Well, I could help you get across.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a tuna. Fish salad.
Nice to meet you, but I don't need anyone's help. Everyone knows that chicken is perfect on its own. I'll just use this oven as a boat and my chicken leg shampoo to paddle across the river.
Well, I don't know if an oven as a boat is a great idea.
Here I go! No, no! The oven is too heavy! I'm sinking!
I've got ya!
Wow, you saved me.
I tried to warn you.
Boy, do I have egg on my face.
Actually, yeah, you do. Egg, get off of chicken's face.
Sorry, I was swimming. Ha-ho!
Tuna fish salad, thanks for teaching me a lesson in humility. I definitely needed it. To say thank you, here is my chicken shampoo.
Oh, thanks, chicken.
Well, I better be off. Fry well, tuna. It's almost nighttime. I'm going to sleep under the stars in my chicken liver sleeping bag. To bed. Ah, I'm sure I'll find a new flavor tomorrow. But now it's time to sleep.
Oh, I wonder what I'll dream about.
Well, hey there, chicken.
Who are you?
Oh, nobody. Just someone you dreamed up to articulate your fears and desires in a weird dream mixed up kind of way.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Just listen to this.
Well, the flavor competition is coming up, and you win it every year. So why you acting nervous? Do you really think the pizza is something you should fear? Oh, don't be such a chicken, just be yourself, chicken. Don't just be a chicken, be a very good chicken. Oh yeah.
Tastes good.
Oh yeah.
Tastes good.
Oh yeah.
Tastes good.
Oh yeah. Don't forget to taste good. But not in the same way that you have tasted good. There's gotta be a new kind of good.
So that you're better than pizza, whom people like the taste of very much.
He's good.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Oh, pizza's good.
Pizza's good.
Pizza's good.
Pizza's very, very good.
Pizza, 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 pizza's gonna win the competition.
Wake up!
Oh my gosh! What a terrible dream! Ugh, it's tomorrow! I've gotta get to the competition! Ah, a busy street! I better be careful. I don't want to get hit by one of these dirt trucks.
Oh, you got that right.
Parmesan cheese.
That's me.
What happened? It looks like you got hit by a dirt truck and sliced into 18 million pieces.
Wow, that's exactly what happened.
Are you okay?
Honestly, I've been better. I could really use some help.
But I've got to get to the flavor competition.
That sounds important. Oh, well, I guess you have to leave me here in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Wait a minute. No, I can't just leave you here. If tuna fish salad can go out of its way to help me, then I can put my ego aside and help this sliced cheese.
That sounds like you just learned an important life lesson.
Parmesan, jump on my back. I'm taking you with me.
Oh, wow. How dramatic.
To the flavor competition.
Welcome back to the flavor competition. I'm Broccoli, and with me, as always, is Banana. Banana?
Broccoli, this competition so far has been one for the ages. The reigning champion, Chicken, has thus far been a no-show.
But no one's really thinking about that because everyone has their eyes on pizza, the multi-flavored food that's come out of nowhere to take the flavor sports world by storm.
Speaking of pizza, we go now to the judges' table as pizza presents itself for tasting.
Pineapple judges, I've prepared for you, me, pizza. I think you'll really enjoy me.
We'll be the judge of that. Pineapples. Well, I think we've tasted enough. Ladies and gentlemen, unless another food arrives at the last minute in dramatic fashion, I declare the winner of this year's flavor competition to be...
Wait, I'm here.
Banana, just in the nick of time, it looks like Chicken has arrived. And he's, what's this? Covered in 18 million pieces of Parmesan cheese.
Pineapple judges, I've prepared for you an entirely new entree made with me, Chicken, and my new friend, Parmesan.
Boy, I am having a day.
I call it Chicken Parmesan, or Parm for short.
Okay, dig in, pineapples. Wow.
Memorable.
Amazing. Everyone, we have decided the winner. The flavor champion is... Chicken Parm!
We love you, Chicken!
Thanks, everyone. Parmesan, I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, you're welcome, Chicken. And hey, I'm no chef, but maybe add some tomato sauce?
Whoa, stay in your lane, Parm. You're getting dangerously close to describing me a pizza.
Mmm, pizza!
The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
So, Sierra, you wrote the story, The Creation of Chicken Parm.
Yeah, I like my story.
How did you come up with the idea?
Well, me and my dad were at his work, and we were in the cafeteria, and he was eating chicken parm for lunch, and I was thinking of an idea that I could do for my story, and I just thought, well, why not do chicken parm? And so when we got back to his office, I just started writing it out.
And do you like chicken parm?
Yeah, it's really good.
It is really good. How do you feel like chicken parm was actually invented?
I don't know. I think maybe like a chef was making chicken and then they accidentally like dropped some cheese on it and they just served it to their customers because like they didn't have time to make another one and the customers really liked it.
What I love about what you just said is that just like in your story, the wonderful innovation of chicken parm was found by mistake.
Yeah.
And that's like the way a lot of different things happen, right?
Yeah, like you could make a school project and you want to do one thing and then like you end up doing a better thing.
Yeah, because you made a mistake and you're like, wait a second, that's actually better.
Yeah, that's why you always have to make a mistake.
You gotta make one.
And that's why erasers are invented.
That's right. That's right. Your story is about a flavor competition, right?
Yeah.
So let's have a little flavor competition right now. Do you have a favorite flavor?
Well, I really like sushi. That's my favorite food.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure a lot of kids eat sushi. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, it's very true. Because, like, the kids at my school don't like sushi because they think it's, like, raw fish. But the truth is not all sushi is raw fish. Like, the first sushi I had was not raw fish, and I liked it.
So did you then work up to eating raw fish?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't realize what I was eating. I just, like, liked the flavor of it.
All right, so let's do a sushi flavor competition.
Okay.
I'm going to name two kinds of sushi, and you tell me who the winner is. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, in this corner, we have salmon sushi! Woo! Yeah, we love it! And in this corner, we have tuna sushi! Woo! Yay, we love it too! And the winner is?
Salmon sushi.
Yes! I knew you were going to say that. Salmon's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what about salmon sushi versus yellowtail?
Yellowtail.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yellowtail versus unagi or eel?
Eel.
Whoa, like the barbecue eel?
Yeah, I've had it.
All right. Unagi versus spider roll.
Is it actual spiders?
No, it's not. That's just the name for it. It's actually okay, soft shell crab.
Interesting.
Yeah. Have you ever had soft shell crab?
I don't think so.
It's so weird because you, like, eat the crab shell and all.
Like the eyes, too?
Oh, I don't know about the eyes. I don't think I would like that.
I wouldn't either.
So are you an adventurous eater?
Not really. I just like sushi. That's like my adventurous food.
Is there a food out there that you feel like you someday are excited to try, but you're not quite ready for it yet?
I don't know.
Maybe a spider roll.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see the next time we go.
Okay, cool. Yeah, try it and then you're going to have to let me know what you think.
Okay.
Thank you, Sierra, for letting us perform your story. It's so, so good.
Thank you for performing it.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Story Pirates Podcast. And thanks to today's authors, Gwen and Sierra. Before we go, here's this week's Story Spark. Write a story about the grass is always greener. Make up two characters from your imagination that are both jealous of what the other character has. And then show us in your story what happens when those two characters get what the other has. Are they happier, or was what they had before pretty good in the first place? As always, grown-ups can send in stories to storypirates.com. We can't wait to read them. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Annie Rose Strasser and Jasmine Romero. Produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Nick Canellis, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Today's special guest is George Salazar. This episode features performances by Mike Cavallon, Chris Ferry, Christina Grosspeach, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Lee Polis, Jonathan Ross, Lauren Ashley Smith, and Rachel Winitsky. The Dragon Song from Helen's Pizzeria was written by Jack Mitchell and produced by Eric Gerson. The Cowboy Dream Ballet from the creation of Chicken Parm was written by Peter McNerney and produced by Eric Gerson. All right, I guess it's time to get back to my secret part-time job of traveling through a wormhole to lead fitness classes around the world. Let me just check today's schedule. Looks like I'm late for a spin class in Paris. Wormhole time! All right, everybody, pick up the pace. Time for a great spin class.
Good work, Henri. Francois, you're doing great. Pedal some more. And Cosette, please turn up the music. All right, now we're really working out. Yeah! Everyone, I believe in you. Good job wearing workout clothes to class.